This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Silva, Le'ilu Nishmas, Sipoyre Bas Moshe HaKoyen. Base 7, 8th of June, Rabbi Yossi David, Geirus.
Something connected to Shavuos, so said something quite applicable nowadays. Maybe not so much in your Kehilas, but the Kehilas Amin, seems to be quite a tendency of a lot of goyim wanting to convert more than what is in the past, and you feel it. A lot of people are coming, but perhaps there's a lot of awareness. And other religions exist, gone bankrupt a bit. So they're looking for something which is emes, something which has got truth in it. And the question is, how exactly should we relate to them and the process of the Geirus? So I thought maybe I'll share with you some halachas which are relevant to the Geirus, although I don't think any of you here want to deal with actually converting people or gayers, but it's appropriate for people to know certain halachos which are applicable to gayers before they convert, during the conversion, after the conversion. So I said, since it's relevant to Shavuos, Megillas Rus, I wanted to share with you also a few ideas why we read Megillas Rus, and it might be connected to the union of gayers. So Magen Avraham, in the beginning of Siman Taf Tzadik, brings the Yalkut Shimoni, why we read Megillas Rus. The Ramon writes quite clearly, he reads Shir HaShirim on Pesach, he reads Rus on Shavuos, I'm soon ask you what exactly your minhag is. And the first day of Shavuos, the second day of Shavuos, when do you read Rus? Second day. Anybody wondered why we read on the second day of Shavuos, not on the first day of Shavuos?
Too tired.
Too much learning. It reminds me of the misconcept in the Gemara, which people seem to think that the reason why we don't daven Shmona Esrei on Shabbos is because Chazal didn't want to be tereachas, trouble us, such a long davening. Chalila v'chas, Shabbos is all about connecting with Ribono Shel Olam. So how can you understand and interpret the Gemara that the reason why the katar of Shmona Esrei to seven brochas is because poshet is too much? Chas v'sholom, and we daven Musaf. And the idea is simple, they want to trouble us. Refa'enu, Baruchenu, Baruchaleinu. People want to think about the business, think about ill people on Shabbos, and you become all upset and spoil your Enik Shabbos. That's the idea in the Gemara. Anyway, so in Shavuos, we don't have time for learning to add on Megillas Rus. Actually, the Sfar is not a minig to read Megillas Rus in the Tikkun of the night of Shavuos. Part of the Tikkun is to read Megillas Rus. But the Ashkenazim have a minute to do it only on the second day of Shavuos. And you wonder why on the second day of Shavuos. Anyway, the Magen Avraham brings the Yalkut Shimoni. The reason...
When did his father say?
On the night of the first day. Yeah. First night. Yeah, it's part of the Tikkun.
Well, then you don't say it in Davening.
Which the...
You don't say it in Shacharis at all. You don't read it in Shacharis at all.
No, we don't read it in Shacharis at all. Mm-hmm. No, we don't make a commotion out of it. No, not at all. It's read at night. Even Shir HaShirim on Pesach we don't read. We read Shir HaShirim every Arab Shabbos. So it's a Ramo brings a minute of reading the Megillah. So anyway, so Magen Avraham brings a reading by read Rus on Shavuos is based on the Yalkut Shimoni. He says to teach a person that Torah was given to a person alidei yisurim ve'oni, through trouble, through poverty. Look at Rus. She's mamish penniless, and she made that effort to come to Hashchina. That's the way a person should relate to Torah, unconditionally. You don't say, I'm only going to start learning Torah only when I have enough money, only have sufficient money to retire. No such thing. Talmud Torah has to be done even at times where people find it difficult. On the contrary, Nefun Tzar Agra. So I read Rus to remind us that. That's what Magen Avraham writes. Just by the way, since the Prima Godim is there, I'll explain to you why we read on the second day of Shavuos. Prima Godim asks this question, why read on the second day of Shavuos? Shavuos is the first day of Shavuos. We should be reading Megillas Rus if that's the case. So Prima Godim writes in his Eshel Avraham, He writes, the reason on the second day is because really we hold halachas like Rabbi Yossi. You know, there's an argument in the Gemara, what date of Sivan the Torah was actually given. On the 6th, on the 7th. Based on Rabbi Yossi's Shita, that there was 3 days of Prisha for husband and wife, 3 days because of 6 owners, yeah? And we hold halacha lemaisa like that. The 3 particular 6 owners. So we should really follow Rabbi Yossi's opinion that the Torah was given on the 7th of Sivan, not on the 6th of Sivan. However, we commemorate Shavuos on the 6th of Sivan, yeah? So the Rivosh writes in Shavuos, because really, at the time they were koivea Rosh Chodesh al pi Re'ia, Shavuos could have fallen on the 5th of Sivan. It depends whether Nisan was Mole or Chosa, whether the year was Mole or Chosa. It can have an implication to when Shavuos falls. Rivosh says the Torah told us exactly when to commemorate Shavuos. 50 days after we start counting the Omer, after we bring the Omer. So irrelevant when it falls, we do it then. So yes, so comes the Prima Gaudium and says, since we hold like Rabbi Yossi that the Torah was actually given the 7th of Sivan, so therefore they postponed the reading of Megillas Ruth to the second day of Yom Tov. Nice idea. He thinks that's the idea, he's not sure, because he always wondered, says the Prima Gaudium, why do we read on the second day of Shavuos? But there are some people who give that theory that we're too busy on the first night, we're too tired, we stayed awake all night, we learned so much Torah, there's no time for Megillas Ruth. Anyway, Davud Arham brings 2 more reasons why you read Megillas Ruth. One reason Davud Arham brings is because it's Zman HaKotzir. Like was mentioned just before I got up, someone said it was Zman HaKotzir. The truth is, Chagat Katzir, the time of Katzira is really on Pesach. Yeah? The Pesach Nidorim Al HaTvua. That's what the Mishnah says. So it means it's Katzir, Katzir Chitim, it says Katzir Chitim, maybe perhaps since the Korban and Shavuos was from Chitim, so it was only Seorim on Pesach, Chitim used to be a bit later. So since it says in the Megillah about Katzir Chitim, so therefore we read it on Shavuos, Megillah Shavuos. Another reason, which that's the reason which I want to go with, yeah, it's connected to what we want to speak about, that Davud Arham brings, that, and it's based on the Midrash, and the Gemara and the Choylitz, that just like our ancestors, when they came out of Mitzrayim, Nichnesu Lebris, Alidei Shleish Advarim, which is Mila, Tvila, and Artsos Domim, therefore Rus also converted. We find the Gemara Nacholetz gives an analogy and explains how Nomi tried to push off Rus from becoming a Yid. That was part of the process of conversion of Gerus. And she was determined and answered everything. So there's some Hilchas Gerus learned to Megillas Rus. So therefore, since like the Yidden became proper full Gerim at the time of Matan Torah, so too Rus did it. So therefore we read it on Shavuos, we read Megillas Rus. It's interesting because the Midrash Rabbah and Ruz writes in the name of Rav Zeira. It says, Megillah zu en ba lo tuma velo tara, lo isu velo hete. So why do we read Ruz? Why was it written bichlal? To teach you kama schal tov legoim lechasodim. And it's a big pele. The Mefarshim around the Midrash Rabbah ask, I don't understand, there's so many halachas learned from Megillah's Ruz. The whole kinyonim that is there. There's an Indian of Gerus, a lot of details in Gerus is learned from Megillas Ruth. There's other points which are brought down in Megillas Ruth which we learn from. The Gemara uses it. So what's the Gemara in Loi Tuma? Leaves it with Tzorech here. The Matnas Kahuna says, but the majority of the Megillah is not about relevant to Halacha. Anyway, so we'll discuss a bit the idea, by the way, Talmud Minhagim gives another reason about David HaMelech, the Yichus of David HaMelech on Shavuos, and David HaMelech was born on Shavuos, he died on Shavuos, and Mislomo, he was born as well on Shavuos, because Kosh Baruch Hu was Memale, the days of the Tzadikim from day to day. So, it presumably, this is what happened, he was born and died on Shavuos, so since the Yichus of David HaMelech is brought down in Megillas Ruth, great significance, why such a weak Yichus through Ruth is mentioned in Megillas Ruth, so therefore we read it, on Shavuos, the outside of David HaMelech. Okay, so now let's go further into the Inyan of Gerus, yeah? This is what we want to discuss, which is relevant to us. There's a Gemara in Psochim, which I'm sure all of you knew. The Psochim, Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Ve'amar Rabbi Loza, Lo Higla Kodosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Ben Ha'umot. Kodosh Baruch Hu didn't send us to exile to England or to Bovel. He could have punished us in other ways. Why send us to Chutz La'aretz in such a way? Yeah. Send us to a desert. Why to Bovel? You'll be shocked. Says the Gemara, כדי שיתוספו עליהם גרים, שנאמר, וזרעתי עלי בארץ. There's a pasuk in Isaiah. When a person plants seeds, he doesn't expect that that amount of seed should come up as wheat. And he expects much more. כלום אדם זורע שאה עלי להכניס כמה קורים. הקדוש ברוך הוא went and planted us amongst the nations of the world, sent us to Golus for one reason. In order that we should, how do you say, bring a lot of gerim into Am Yisrael. Pele, more like that. Kadosh Baruch Hu only sent us to Golus amongst other nations, kedei sheitosfu alenu gerim. We should accept converts, take on us converts, gerim. So that seems to indicate there is an inyan to go and pursue people to convert. That's what we're here for. So of kiruv. Let's go and start making converts. However, there's a Gemara in Yevamos, and also a Gemara brought in three places about kosher gerim l'Yisrael kesapachas. I should explain to this what semes is pshat. But there's a Gemara in Yevamos which says, "Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, ma'ay dichtiv ra'ar yora ki erev zar, ra'a acha ra'a, tavo lemikab legerim, ro achrei ro." Bad after bad should happen to those people who accept converts. Rabbi Chelva d'Omar Koshim Gerim l'Yisrael kesapachas. Seems to be the opposite message from the Gemara in Psochim. On one hand we are told we are only sent to England to bring Gerim. On the other hand we are told now terrible people, those Dayonim who accept Gerim are terrible. The poor and bad to Am Yisrael. Koshim Gerim l'Yisrael kesapachas. What's going on here? Seems to be contradicting. So Tosfos raises the issue. And Tosfos explains when we accept gerim too easily. As soon as someone even shows a smiley face to a yid, come along, let's join you to the club, like Reform are doing today. Yeah, I know of a certain rabbi, I think he's in, well, I shouldn't mention where, outside London, and he can't get a minyan. But we didn't know that. He comes to the Beis Din and he says he's got a few candidates to convert. So it turned out he needed a minyan. So he managed to convince a few people outside, you know what? And they became interested. So Tosfos says, when we go after them and try to make it easy for them and push them in, that's kosher gerim l'Yisrael kesapachas. But when they make an effort and they come themselves and they want to convert, they take an interest, that's why we check a gerov inside out and we ask him questions. We say, why have you come? Don't you see we are the whole time being persecuted, troubled, Shritter, Miller, this, that, yes. So where are you coming? So if he makes an effort to come like Bruce did, mitametzet, then on the contrary, then this is what the Akosh Baruch Hu sent us here to Golus. To publicize his name, to try and bring people to Tachas Kamta Ashkina. There's a Raivet in Shara Tvila and Bala Nefesh. The Raivet writes, Veta Nefesh Asher Asu Becharan. There he discusses what Baruch Hu to make him a Tvila's girl. When Beis Din or Matbil a ger cotton and does Beis Din, what bracha do you make? So it says Vetzivonu. So questions arrive with, where's Vetzivonu? Where we were commanded to accept Gerim? Where in the Torah and the Tariag mitzvahs do you find the mitzvah of accepting Gerim? If a ger wants to convert, we've got a procedure to do. But where is the mitzvah for us to say Vetzivonu? So says the Raivet, it says Vetanevesh Asher Asu Becharan. It says, even if you bring all the scientists in the world, all the professors in the world, could we create the smallest fly? We can maximum create the goyim. Yeah? The great-grandfather, great-great-grandfather of Chacham Tzvi created the goyim. That's what Chacham Tzvi has in Tshuvas. If you see Chacham Tzvi, he's got a discussion where you can include the goyim as a minion. Then he brings the Gemara, and the Gemara brings about one of the Amoraim did the goyim. So one other Amora got rid of him. So why did he get rid of Baltashkas? You can use him for minion. We struggle, don't we? So, the Chacham Tzvi, then Yaakov Emdi, because his great-grandfather actually created the Goylem. But the Goylem is not a man of his own. He hasn't got choice. He does his portion created for a mission, and he does that mission. We cannot create, says the Rai, with a filu yitush. Even if all the Chachomim in the world will get together, he can't create an yitush. So says the Rai, so that's why the Nevesh asu becharan, what Avraham Avinu could make nefoshes? Huh? don't know if a great machzor b'tshuva was Rav called him, you can make a brach on your boy in the Foshas Rabbis. He says, Asher Asu b'charan means they were mekabel them as David, Avram Avinu was megayres anoshim, b'sara megayres anoshim, and that's considered as if they actually made this person in this world. You've changed the metzias. When a person converts, becomes a yid, it's a different metzias. And that's Meta Nefesh Asu b'charan, and the Rambam says, that's the source to say Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu. Where did he come out this? Meta Nefesh Asu b'charan. Sorry? Oh, before Matan, we'll get to that. We got very difficulty. How did the under bar mitzvah children under Mamad Har Sinai accept? They were not under bar mitzvah. So million gayers we can do to them. But we're going to discuss about how exactly to convert the girl custom today. There's also a big question about that. Good point. But it seems to be there's a Tosfos in Kisos which says that there was gayers and the Brisker Rav bringing the Maseches Tosaita that there was a concept of gayers even before Matan Torah. He brings the Raya from Tamar. He brings the Raya from a few cases where the Gemara discusses that. It says about Bas Paro, it says she went to Toivel Bayor, she was with Gerus. We find many sources of Rizkarov brings, his name, Yoshi Ben, the name of his father brings, that there was Gerus. And Jesus says that quite clearly. The Gerus in those days, there was no mitzvah, there was no mitzvah, so what was exactly the Gerus? They shouldn't marry out. Once they become Gerim, they have to marry within Gerim, within Ivrim or Gerim. That's what Jesus says. So there was a concept of Gerus even before Matan Torah. Let's go. Yisrael. Okay, fine. Yisrael, the question was before Matan Torah, after Matan Torah. Rivka, maybe. Okay, so let's continue into our what we're trying to get to, yeah? actually, one of the examples Tosfos brings to reconcile the two Gemaras in Pesachim and Yevamos, Kasher Gerim Kesapachat, is Nomi and Rus. He brings a raya from Nomi that she have Terki mitametzet. So we see when it's mitametzet, you have to actually make way for them. Now there's an interesting discussion. I had this problem. We have these people trying to be Megai, they're going through a process, and certain Botidinim take a long time over the process of conversion. Quite rightfully. We have to first verify that the guy is serious. Before we drag him, we see if he gives up or not. However, the Rambam says quite clearly, if we're clear that he's accepted, it says, Shihuya mitzvah loy mashina, it's a Gemara in Yevamos. You don't waste time. If he's absolutely dedicated and serious, you shouldn't waste time. Well, I'm not interfering now with what he didn't do. But the fact is, we've got a lot of people hanging around. The question is, v'haftinus again, does it apply whilst they're still going? The process of conversion? I had this difficulty. I've got a few gayrim, kesapahas, who are coming regularly to the Beis Hamikdash. They're coming, they've got financial difficulties. Have I got a mitzvah to help them? Have I got a mitzvah? Is mitzvah of Aftim as a girl, even before they convert? The rivet seems to be yes. That's Ivano, there's a tzivu to become a Gerim. So it's part of the encouragement of Gerim. So perhaps the Aftim is a... It says quite clearly, the Maripel, one of the Megim on Rav Sadia Gaon, on several of Rav Sadia Gaon, he actually brings as the mitzvah of Aftim as a girl is even before they convert. Once they've decided they want to convert, there's a mitzvah of Ahavtim Asager already from that point. From the Rambam, in a few places, it's mashma, it's only after the Kabbatachas Kanfa Shechina that we have to actually have the extra tzibui of Ahavtim. Because they all ask the question, what's Ahavtim Asager? Is it after Lerecha Komecha? The Torah has already commanded us to love each other, yeah? So what's that? So the extra tzibui, so it seems to be a difficulty. Had we had the tzibui to you before, we could have said that Ahavtim Asager has come to save me before you convert. They've got an inyan. Anyway. So according to many Rishonim, seems to be the mitzvah of Avtim Sager is only after the conversion. So I strongly advise that we shouldn't accept Gerim unless they're financially okay. We don't need more poor people amongst them, sorry, yeah? So please, make money, and after this, Besimcha Rabba Bamo Chulam comes on. But they hang on, Ocha Shnur and Amis Sol.
The base, they make it very, very,
yeah, very different.
Very, very.
Yeah, I don't know, huh?
The base, they make it extremely.
I don't know, I can't. So I tell you a chidush, there's certain communities in America, you know, Sfadi communities, Syrians, Poshut do not accept Gerim Bichlal. If a girl will come into the shul, they won't give him an aliyah. Even after they convert, they don't accept into the community. It's a takana which they did. It's a takana which they did because actually it worked. The assimilation in that community, in the Syrian community, is actually quite low, very low. Because the boys know there's no such thing as trying to convert to Shiksa. There's no such thing. You won't be accepted in the community for converting her. So the Poshut made that takana. Rav Avadia Yosef was very strong against it. He says, what do we do with what's all halachas of gerus? But the Rabbonim and the Kehillas, the Syrian community in Brooklyn, are quite strong about this. They do not accept gerus whatsoever to the Kehillah. Takon. So maybe the land of but the dinim here also make it difficult, because it's not easy. No, this show which has been a different story. Yeah. Not discussing that. Anyway. So that's the argument whether there's a mitzvah of after Mesager or not, before he even converts. Okay, let's go. Just a few points, yeah, I want to point out. This, by the way, this first semester is a beautiful experience. Kosher Gerim Leisel Kesapachas. He says, what's Kosher Gerim Leisel Kesapachas? Yeah? Because that goes well with the Gemara Pesachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us to Golus, sends us to these sometimes horrible nations to go and live amongst them. So we went, we had to go through extra suffering in order to bring Gerim. That's the Kosher Gerim Leisel Kesapachas. That's the difficulty. That Hashem had to send us to these countries to go and bring this Gerim. That's Kosher Gerim. Tosfos has his own explanation, three explanations to why Kosher Gerim is a pachas. We've got enough Yidden to look after. Kol Yisrael HaRavim Zel HaZeh. One more now? We're not even doing our job properly with our own Yidden. Now we need more Gerim. Otherwise, my mom is from close relatives of mine. They've got more nachas from Gerim than you have from me. They keep Torah really, really, really strong. Yeah. And they cause a criticism onto Am Yisrael. Yeah. We'll soon see. They started from being Elimitsu. This becomes easier. We go more for Yitzhahara. Okay, let's go further. So, what exactly are the conditions which before we accept a ger? So we know that Mishloisha Dvorim, with three things, Am Yisrael came Bibris. The Rambam brings it, and it's a Gemara as well. Beshloisha dvoim nichnisu Yisrael lebris. Yeah, there's one Gemara in Christus which says kachem kager kezach, just like your ancestors had bris milah before they came out of Mitzrayim, and there's a pasuk in Yehoshua quite clearly explaining why they didn't do korban pesach only when they reached there, because they didn't do bris milah the whole tkuva, they only did bris milah before they came out of Mitzrayim. So it seems to be there was a process of milah, dam pesach, dam milah. We know that it says v'damai chayi v'damai chayi, one for dam pesach, one for milah. So we see they did bris milah before they came out. So the Gemara says here we know that condition thing is if he's already mohul, is a machlokes we need a tofas dam bris or not? Minhag is to do a tofas dam bris, yeah. But bris milah is a condition to gerus. Tvila, the Gemara says, what about tvila? Where do we learn? It says Am Yisrael went through hazor. They were sprinkled by Moshe Rabbeinu. Surely you can't do hazor without tefillah, the Gemara says. You have to have tefillah prior to being sprinkled on. So therefore, since the Yidden had hazar, so surely they did tefillah beforehand, and that's the source that for Gerus, Avoiseichem, our ancestors did tefillah and milah before Matan Torah, and that's a raya that the ger also has to do kachem kagel. The Gerim should be like you, just like you came the bris through milah and tefillah, so too all Gerim have to pass the process of milah and tefillah, preferably milah before tefillah. The third thing which I want to discuss, which is quite applicable, is, and when you come to convert young children as well, what happens is many couples are coming and they've got children already which are under bar mitzvah, babies, young children, what do you do? So we know it, a father can come and convert himself together with his children, even a mother can come in, and that's Beis Din, you can do it. But the union of Kabbalah's mitzvahs, to accept, to stand and accept, seems to be from the Gemara, seems to be from the Rambam, the conditional thing is that the Goya has to explicitly accept Kabbalah. Even the Rambam says you have to do it in front of three. So it seems to be, it's something which is a must, that the Goya has to say, I accept the mitzvahs. And that's why after they warn him and they tell him all the punishments and the mitzvahs and look at Shechel Be'er, then if you, then the Goya has to say the Kibbal. He has to be Mekabalit. There's a Chemda Shleima. There's a Chemda Shleima which questions a bit of a contradiction. The Rambam Paskins in Aloha that if someone again went in front of three Hediotas, three Hediotas, yeah, people who don't know Aloha, and there are many of them around trying to convert Gerim, and he was Megai himself with three Hediotas, and he wasn't told not about mitzvahs, he's a Ger, the Rambam says. Proper ger. We wait to see. We'll hoish it, maybe this, but he's a ger. How come? Didn't you say that it's conditional? So the Chemda Shleima differentiates between hoida'at mitzvot and kabbalat mitzvot. He says, going to a tefillah, surely the Rambam holds, to kabbalah's mitzvah, if you don't know what the mitzvahs are.
You have to be ready, like the Yidden said, Nasa v'nishma, before even knowing what the mitzvahs are. Kabbalah you have to have straight away. But knowing what the mitzvahs are, that's what the Rambam means, that even if you didn't notify them about the mitzvahs, that's okay. As long as they're accepted to keep the mitzvahs. It's an interesting achiezer, which you'd be shocked. Achiezer is a big chiddush, yeah? Because the Gemara which says, if a girl converts on condition that he doesn't want to become one, afilo diktuk echad, some say medieval slavery. Even if the Haredim decided to wear black hats and black jackets and he doesn't want to take it on, let's say, it's not like that. But let's say they'll say that. Even that we don't accept him. Afilo diktuk echad. The Rambam doesn't mean medieval slavery, yeah? Diktuk echad. One mitzvah you say you don't want to, you don't accept. So the Achiezer was asked the question. There was once, back in America, yeah, before the war, he was asked a question from overseas about a rabbi wants to convert, wants to stop a man who's married to a goita, and he realized what he did, and he wants to convert her. But he says, if you won't convert, I'll go to reform. Even then, there was already these threats. So the Achiezer writes, but we've got an issue, because the Gemara says, Achoshud ala shivcha, you're not allowed to marry her. And you, Choshud ala goita, after she converts, you want to marry her. So she's like declaring before she converts, she doesn't want to keep that divrei chazal that she shouldn't marry. And he says, even if you say this is only on him, she's even lifnei evil etiti michshay. Because even on Yisrael de'abonu, if I make you do an aveira, I even, you know, it's a pele. If I cause a yid to be oive nisa de rabbonon, I'm oive lifnei evil de minatera. You know that? Big chiddush. So, she is, but it says, she can't marry her either. Yeah? So, you can't marry. The Gemara says you can't. So, he says, she's like declaring, I'm going to marry this guy after I convert. So, she's like saying, I'm going to go against Chazal. She's dik tuk echad, we shouldn't be accepting. So, says, he has a big chidush in Geirus. Yeah? Don't publicize this. Big chidush in Geirus. If a guy comes and says, I accept the Torahs from Shemaim, I accept all the halachas or emes, but I can't stop eating chazan. I love chazan. Says the Achieze is a proper girl. Ah, the Gemara says, afilu diktuk davar echad, we don't accept him. That's when he says that eating chazan is not from the Torah, or it's not akush boch, it's mutter min adin. That's when we don't accept him. Very big chiddush, he means, he don't spread around. But that's what Achieze writes in his shuvas. So based on that, I just want to more quickly, just to be able, and it's such long and detailed halachas. I didn't hear a general picture.
Yeah,
if I can't, he agrees. The Moshe Rabbeinu said an Arsina like that, and fine. The Chiddush is the Chiddush, big Chiddush. Anyway, let's go further. Based on this, where was the Kabbalah's mitzvah? I understand there's a halacha that you can be megayer a child even before his bar mitzvah. So milen geirus you can do. It's a technical issue. Go put him in this pool, put him in the mikveh. Bismillah is not a problem. What about Kabbalah's mitzvahs? It says b'machlokes yishoinim when the Gemara says in Bechoris that you can be megayer. The Gemara says what is the Gemara about? Ksuvas daf yidalev. The Gemara says you can be megayer cotton. I'll be beisdin. Beisdin can be megayer cotton. Yeah, or a father can bring his own child and be megayer. He's not a mitzvah yet. So machlokes yishoinim whether it's a geirus d'oraisa or not. Yeah, Rashi seems to say it's only geirus leilin derabonim that if he touches wine, he doesn't make it yain neser. But then achinam is not yet a yid until he becomes a mitzvah. But most rishonim, that's what you take on. He's a proper girl. He's a proper girl already whilst he's a cotton. Ah, the Gemara says Rabbi Yosef can be moicher when he grows up. Yeah, he's got an option to be moicher. But if he's mekadosh a woman prior to his mecha, it's a proper kiddushin. He's got a chance, another ability to get rid of his yiddishkeit at the age of a mitzvah. Yeah. So if that's the case, how exactly did the Yidden at Matan Torah, they were under bar mitzvahs there? So then we can go back to the Tosfos and say that before Matan Torah, the Geirus was just not to marry out. So they didn't no need of Kabbalah's mitzvahs before Matan Torah. Just enough to marry, not even a child can. The whole machlokes, whether it's Doraisa or not, also based on the Indian of Zechiah. Because Zochin Le'odom, a cotton is a Zechiah to become a girl, to become a Yid is a Zechiah. By the way, the Poskim says, providing he's in a Jewish environment, if the parents are keeping, if he's in a non-frum environment, as a child, he's not keeping anything, what schus is it? After befkere nichele. Yeah, he's have a nice time. Who says it's a schus? It's only when he's in a Yiddish environment that we say, zochin la'odam shloi befonom, and the question is, whether the child has schir. Schir is mitam shlichus, and the child has no shlichus. So therefore, the gerus won't be the right, so won't be. Some say, no, here it's not, here even everybody will agree, because here is a total schir. So therefore, there's no problem to even be megay and get cotton. Some will say there's an issue of Kabbalah's mitzvah, so you have to wait for the mitzvah. Anyway, so it seems to be a great machlokes yishoinim in this sense. So let's stop here. Let's give us, at least we should be completely ourselves.